Kieta Brown.
I've got butterflies up in my head. When won't you let me go? So many songs, so many nights, so many attempts to that. I don't feel right away. Myself, yeah, I know where you stand. Yeah, I broke the chains with my own
That's Pieta Brown live on Studio One Underground from the basement of the Des Moines Social Club. Welcome, Pieta.
Hey.
Nice to have you here in celebration of your new record being out just, what, a couple weeks now, Postcards.
Yeah, I haven't kept track, but I think it's a couple weeks. A
couple weeks. Probably seems like forever since you finished it, and but it's just out, and we've been playing it, getting good response to it. And for people who don't know the concept behind that one, you record the songs bare bones, you send them out to your friends, and they send them back to you. And how did that work out?
It was really fun, and it's kind of like a birthday or a celebration with each song, because I cut the track solo, or I cut some of them with Bo, and we did it at Flat Black Studio in Iowa City. Let's give a shout out for Flat Black.
That studio's getting a lot of recognition lately, a lot of good music coming out of there.
Yeah, and this was actually, I recorded the tracks right before Luke tore down the garage studio, and I think it's now a barn studio. And anyways, I recorded them like that, and then I sent them out into the universe, all stripped down, and got them back with beautiful collaborations with lots of my favorite musicians.
Beautiful is the word. It's a great album, and let's have some more right now from Pieta Brown.
This is a postcard that I sent to Calexico. They live down in the desert in Tucson, Arizona. But this track caught them. They were in Manchester, England, I think, when it found them, and they recorded their parts in a hall during soundcheck one day. I'll blur the line. eyes if you want. I'll take the time if you don't to call you my friend in the morning sun. We never started, so we'll never be done. Just like an old song, the water's wet. But that doesn't mean it's impassable. Sometimes blue is just laughable. We cross a bridge if we get to it. We watch the waves if our feet get wet. Sometimes there's only one way to go in the light, in the light. Sparkling sands, the wind was blowing and I watched your hands moving like you had something to say. You didn't, but I heard you anyway. Just a mile or so from the undertow, in the light, in the light, in the light. Sometimes leaving costs a lot, leaving for good or just for a while. So many mornings and your sweet smile, happy and sad, strong as on earth. In the light, in the light. This next postcard is one I sent to Mark Knopfler. Yeah. Yeah. I used to roller skate to Dire Straits in the apartment complex I lived in down in Birmingham, Alabama, with my mom when I was a girl. So you can imagine how fun it was to get this track back many years later. This song's about a motorcycle. Phone is talking, my head is buzzing, wheels are turning, my mind is fuzzing. I don't wanna go home. Bluebells and daisies, bar stools and bottles, daydreams and maybe street checker throttles. Don't wanna go home. And baby, ain't gonna be a whipping stone. I'm running wild.
like it here, I like it there. Maybe I just like it everywhere. I don't wanna, don't wanna go home. Highways and tunnels, hotels and trains, they say the road it gets in your veins. I don't wanna, don't wanna go home. And baby, ain't gonna be a whipping stone. I'm running wild, my love has grown, it's grown. Don't wanna go
So besides roller skating in Alabama, I spent a lot of my childhood in Iowa, and I grew up around a lot of music, so it's an honor to be here tonight singing some songs over the airwaves in my home. So I grew up on the edge of a big field outside of town, outside of Iowa City. When I was a real little girl, we lived on the edge of a big field, miles and miles of gravel roads, haystacks, cornfields, all that Iowa stuff. And got a little older, moved into town, moved down to Alabama with my mom and so forth and so on. But I ended up back in Iowa some years ago now. And speaking of postcards, I got a package in the mail one day, not too long after I moved back. And there was this packet of picture postcards from my godfather, and it was all these photographs of this little house where I lived with my dad when I was a little kid. And we hauled water from town, and it was pretty much a shack. My dad was a struggling singer-songwriter at that time. And we had big gardens. Yeah. And we used an outhouse some of the time. And lots of cats and dogs, big sunflowers. Oh, I can't wait for the sunflowers. I got this package of photographs in the mail from my godfather, and I was so struck by how run down the house was, because in my mind it was just this place where we kids, we just ran around and had a great time. There was mulberry trees, and you could walk as long and as far as you wanted to. So I was living in a trailer on the edge of town at that time. I bought a trailer when I moved back to Iowa, and I found myself suddenly as a struggling singer-songwriter, and I was wondering how in the world that happened. it did. And I went out driving, and I was looking for the place where that house was, and I never did find it, actually. But I was out there driving, driving down the gravel roads, and I saw this big cloud of birds come down and hit the fields. And it got me to thinking about this day that my dad took me to see a movie called Coal Miner's Daughter. And I was really young at the time, and I came home from the movie, and I wanted to be Roletta Lynn, as I called her at the time. And I sat down at the kitchen table when I got back from the drive, and I wrote this song for Loretta Lynn and for my dad, and for all that music that I was so lucky to grow up around. Some things have changed, I think. Fashions, names, latest drinks, some things have changed for sure. Divorce and pills are commonplace. Computers are running, human race and walking. It's just a waste of time. My mind, I was talking to Loretta. Missing things I'd never known. Still wondering how to make a home. I'm thinking of that house along the field where the blackbirds would land in the palm of God's hand. As kids, we ran so free for a while. My mind, I was talking to Loretta. Just what a woman supposed to do? Be a mama and a lover. Break down undercover. Get fixed up and make a living too. My mind, I was talking to Loretta. The sun is resting on the kitchen table. My head is willing. Thank God I'm able. Thank God my daddy still sings his pretty songs. My mama is busy, she's getting on well. The TV streamlines the news from hell. Some things, well, they just all turn around. My mind, I was talking to Loretta. Hard to face the end. Well, maybe one day we'll get things ironed out. Maybe tomorrow I'll have a minute. I'll write you a letter and I'll send it. For now, just put that old record on. My mind, I was talking to Loretta. My mind, I was talking to Loretta.
That's Pieta Brown along with Bo Ramsey accompanying her. In My Mind, I Was Talking to Loretta, a track that is not on the new album Postcards. But the ones that are on there, as I understand it, mostly written in hotel rooms on the road, Pieta, is that true?
That is true.
You find that to be a good place to write?
I try not to judge it too much, but it is a place to write. I think for me, I haven't found that I have any particular place or process necessarily, except to just to try to stay open. And at the time when I was writing those songs, I was on the road by myself quite a bit. I was very lucky to get to do a bunch of shows with another one of my favorite songwriters and great friends, and also now a family member, Iris DeMint. And I was doing a lot of shows with Iris at that time, and so I was alone on the road quite a bit, and taking lots of different things in. So yeah, it was just a place to write, and that's what came in at that time.
It worked out. Pieta Brown here on Studio One Underground. Let's have some more on Iowa Public Radio.
This song is not a postcard either, but it is a hotel song, so... After all this time, I'm doing cartwheels in my mind. Right here, right now, I'm wondering how do I start over again when the season. It's all coming down, and I'm wondering, is anybody else around right here, right now? I'm wondering how. Woo-hoo-hoo. Thank you.
joke to tell. I wish we could hang out for a spell. 'Cause I'm a faller too. I'm falling just like you. It's a long hallway for a small place. A crowd of people in your face. Well, I had a table, I would pull out a chair, I would let you rest a while there. 'Cause I'm a faller too. I'm falling just like you. Falling just like you. And in this light of cinema, far away from the rising sun, thunder heartbeat, it's like a drum. I know it's truly all I want.
Here's another postcard. this one came to me in a dream about Bill Monroe. There again, I'm not trying to make any judgments. But I was standing on the side of a mountain, and I was standing barefoot back in the trees a little bit. And I remember that I was barefoot because I remember the feeling of the branches underneath my feet. And I was standing on the side of that road, and there was a little kind of dusty path there. I was watching horse-drawn carriages go by. And I got this feeling like somebody was standing just a little bit too close right behind me. I looked over my shoulder, and it was Bill Monroe. And he said two things. He said, "There is a sadness." And he said, "I'm going back to Rosine." Going back to Rosine, going back to Rosine, going back to Rosine, I know what I'm going for. Mm-hmm.
I have been watching, I have been watching, I have been watching, and I want you more. There is a sadness, there is a sadness, there is a sadness as big as any sea. Going back to Rosie, going back to Rosie, going back to Rosie, take these reins from me. Softly, broken branches softly underneath my feet. There's fog on the mountain, fog up on the mountain, fog up on the mountain, where earth and heaven meet.
That's Pieta Brown.
In so many ways. This is a little hopeful cry song. Wishes were horses I would ride down to the river where the water's wet, 'cause an eye for an eye just leaves blood on the ground. Someday it will be the other way around. Someday it will be the other way around. I'm getting nowhere, nowhere fast. I don't get it, nothing's meant to last. Nothing and nowhere on me like a hellhound. Someday it will be the other way around. Someday it will be the other way around. Beggars aren't choosers, so I've got no choice but to give my love and give my love a voice. Peace of mind, oh, it's hard to be found. Someday it will be the other way around. Someday it will be the other way around.
beggars will choose whether to rain. Nowhere will just be a place to hide. We will all have enough love inside. You got your fine shirt, I got a cheap cigar. You're in the sunshine, I'm in a dirty bar. Back by the jukebox, I'm lost in the sound. Someday, it will be the other way around. Someday, it will be the other way around. Someday, it will be the other way around. Someday.
That's Pieta Brown, along with Bo Ramsey.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
An appreciative crowd at the basement venue of the Des Moines Social Club. Standing ovation for Pieta Brown, Bo Ramsey. We'll be back at the Des Moines Social Club on May 4th when Adam Bruce will be our guest. And on June 1st, Middle Western featuring Dave Zolo and William Elliott Whitmore. So some great shows coming up here as part of the Studio One Underground series. I'm Mark Simmet. Thanks to Sean McClain, Jason Burns, Tony Daner, Phil Moss, our technical producer. Also Ryan Lombard for running sound here at the Des Moines Social Club. And of course, thanks to the Des Moines Social Club for having us. Each month, the first Thursday. Thanks to Bo Ramsey and Pieta Brown here on Studio One Underground, Iowa Public Radio.